The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Today we have with us Lauren Imperato. She is actually the founder and director of IMU and a best-selling author of the book Retox and Why Retox May Be the New Detox. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Welcome as well. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And we really enjoy talking to our guests, and we're honored to have you on. And one of the things we really try hard to accomplish in the show is to really motivate and empower all of our great listeners out there to maybe make a change in their life, find themselves, and really chart out their course. And inspirational people like you often might spark something in all of us that might say, hey, I can do this too. So tell us a little bit about your journey into this world of health and wellness, and in particular yoga. You know, you have a very different background. You've actually come from the financial world, which many of us think is completely the polar opposite of yoga. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in California, a major athlete my whole life, running about 60 miles a week, playing basketball, lacrosse, tennis, you name it, and continued that sort of what I didn't know was healthy, but to me, normal lifestyle when I moved to the East Coast for university and then started working on Wall Street. You know, I ate my salads. I never missed a run or a workout. You know, I would do my breathing at night and everything else, but I wasn't feeling great. And I kept blaming, like we tend to do, my boss, my career, my job, for me not feeling well, or money, or whatever it was. And then my then-boyfriend, now husband, suggested that I go to a yoga class, which I talk about more in the book. And I was making a long list of reasons to break up with him. So going to a yoga class, show him that yoga was not for me, was like on the list. And lo and behold, I got addicted. You know, I'm not a vegetarian, and I wasn't a vegetarian then, and I'm Catholic, so it had nothing for me to do with a certain dogma. It just felt different, and it started to change my body, my mind, and my life. And from about 3 months on from that first class, I started practicing 7 days a week and had completely given up my running and everything else. It started to feel like $1 million. And then from there, kind of always studying yoga and yoga philosophy is really where the tradition comes from that's been around for thousands of years. Nutrition, right. Mindfulness, meditation. I started to realize that there's so much wellness out there. There's so many offerings, but they're really confusing and they're often very unobtainable, meaning we all want to be healthy. We all know we need to drink water and exercise and eat vegetables. But how do we manage all that within the context of our career, personal, and family life? And without
so
breaking
true.
Our bank account. Yeah, it's so, expensive and it's tough. Start Retox to be able to offer yoga, mindful yoga nourishment, mindset, and music really for those of us that want to be healthy and want a simple, straight-up way to do it that actually works.
Wonderful. And I definitely want to dig in a little bit more into Retox, but I'm just curious too, just listening to your story. You know, I meet so many different patients, and a lot of my patients that were hardcore athletes often find themselves in the very same position as you, that all of a sudden their body kind of is breaking down or not feeling that great. You know, what was the difference between competing, you know, really being a competitive athlete and then shifting over to yoga? What sort of did you notice happened with your body and with even your mindset as you made that transition?
I think the biggest thing I probably noticed was that yoga works, if taught correctly, from the inside out. So when you go for your run or you play your sport, which, by the way, I love basketball and team sports. I play any chance I can. But they're amazing, but they work from the outside in a bit more. And because of a combination of breath, philosophy, and physical movement, there's something that changes from the inside. And that was the biggest difference I felt. My body just started to change both energetically and physically in ways that people were noticing what was going on. And I wasn't telling them I was doing yoga because back in 2002, before Lululemon was even created, to give context,
right.
You know, I couldn't be the only yoga girl.
How did we live without Lululemon?
Yeah, exactly. It was a totally different time. I think we forget that not that long ago, you know, the wellness world and the yoga world didn't really exist the same way.
Right.
And I couldn't really be the only girl on the trading floor and then, like, the weird yoga girl. So I kept it to myself, and yet I was noticing the change, as were all my colleagues and all my friends, none of whom worked on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of my, in practice, what I'm noticing is that I always have this running sort of theme. So my high school athletes will crash in their 20s. My college athletes usually crash in their late 20s, early 30s. And then all my weekenders, my marathon runners, you know, that now are settled and have families, they crash about 5 to 10 years after doing that. Looking back on your life as a competitive athlete, you're still playing team sports, it sounds like. So it's not like that necessarily went away. Is there any advice you would give to the competitive athlete to sort of guard their body's energy, guard their body's strength? Is there anything that now that you're in this yoga world and in this wellness world that you could look back on and say, hey, make sure you do this if you're going to compete this hard?
Yeah, you know, I think what I'll say goes for truly competitive professional athletes or quasi professional and those of us who just play, are competitive by nature and have always played team sports or individual sports. And I think that's something that I learned that I even had to used for the yoga world was that rest is so important. You know, I used to practice yoga 7 days a week the way I used to run 7 days a week or play sports 7 days a week. And it took me until about, I'd say 4 years ago, maybe less. Yeah, probably 4 years ago to really embrace that day or two of rest a week. And in that day or two of rest a week, we all know our body regenerates. But it's not just like the obvious things like muscles and everything else. It's the ligaments, which we pull on and we tear on, and we're not supposed to be stretching. It's the fascia, it's the breath, and it's also your mind so that it's not always the same drawn-out, repeated action.
It's so important, and I know so many of my athletes have fought me on that, but I hope everybody's hearing this. She's saying a day or two of rest is critical to really heal the body from the inside out and to heal every element of your sort of physical self to get you in top shape to compete again and keep you in the game literally longer. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about Retox, because I know that that's sort of your passion and, you know, we want to learn more about it. Talk to us a little bit about that journey and, you know, what is Retox and what have you shaped it into? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, so Retox is this brand and concept in my first book that came out not long ago. And it's about adding things into your life to be healthy as opposed to taking things out, meaning we have a big detox craze and a self-deprivation craze and sort of a self-guilt, a self-inflicted guilt or society-inflicted guilt or media-inflicted guilt on how to be healthy. And I look at all that and say, wait a minute, why do we have to suffer to be healthy? Why do we have to take things out and deprive ourselves to be healthy? So Retox is about adding things into your life to be healthy as opposed to taking things out. And it also takes into consideration the real life you have. Unlike a lot of other wellness offerings out there, be they food, mindfulness, or movement, you know, for me, it's the yoga and the movement category, I've taken consideration the structure of your life. I, having worked on the trading floor for, you know, 7+ years, being a busy person on a budget, I know that buying organic every single meal, cooking my own food every night, taking it to lunch at work,
it's exhausting.
And meditating at 5 a.m. for an hour, it's just not realistic.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting and it's stressful. And so Retox tries to take out that stress and out that extra pressure so that you can actually be healthy.
Tell us a little bit more about how Retox, how you package all this information, the sort of toolbox, so to speak. Are these online tools that somebody's interested in can download, or is it where you're meeting with people one-on-one? Tell us kind of how you bring that to fruition.
Absolutely. So I combined all of the above, meaning I try and make Retox accessible for as many people as I can as sort of a one-woman, self-funded operation. So we have a yoga studio in New York. You can go to Retox now, and that's awesome. And I do one-on-one coaching with people across the globe, and the coaching is nutrition coaching or career coaching mainly, but in that always comes life, and it's so interesting to see how people come for one thing, but it ends up being the whole picture. And I have online meditations, which you can go to meditate.nyc for, and online eating plans and programs and online videos. I mean, I really try and give as much as I can as an offering so no matter where you are, but also more importantly, no matter how much time you have, you can always be better. So my yoga classes online range from 5 minutes up to 60. The meditations range from 1 minute up to 20. You know, and so there's no excuse to get better.
That is fantastic. And what type of client do you find is usually attracted to your studio or is downloading a lot of these tools? How old are they and who are they typically? I'm just curious.
Yeah, the range is huge. It's really from 25 to 65. And wow. I think that that's pretty awesome, you know, from my perspective, because it means that this message of real wellness, real people, real life, which is sort of my tagline, is needed out there. They kind of come from all over the world, and I think that, again, everybody comes for a different reason, whether that's a yoga class in the studio, a yoga class online, some inspiration, some of our music, you name it, kind of seen it across the board.
That's fantastic. And IMU Studio, tell us, is that the yoga studio, or is that a whole separate sort of entity of what you're doing?
So IMU Studio was IMU was the original name of my business, and I sort of rebranded it into Retalk, noticing how it's been catching on.
So, okay, so IMU is kind of the new Retalks, correct? Or
no.
Retalks is the new
Retalk
IMU.
Retalk is the new IMU. Same thing, different.
Gotcha. And your book, your best-selling book, Retalks, it came out in 2015, is that correct?
In 2016, English, and then has been slowly coming out in different languages, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and some others.
Fantastic. So what can we find, any of us listening today, what can we find in that book, you know, that may not be online or may not be in one of your studios or your seminars or something like that? What's sort of the heart of the book, so to speak?
Yeah, the heart of the book is that you can be the best you want to be, and you can be successful every day, no matter what success means for you, meaning a promotion or just getting the kids to go to bed every day if you use these tools. So I look at life's 20 biggest ailments, or what I consider to be biggest ailments, from alien baby, that like painful pooch in the stomach, to headaches, mm-hmm. to mental STDs of stress and anxiety, which we all have, to feelings of being down or dangling, i.e. uncertainty, which I think a lot of us suffer from right now. And I give you a 360 solution for that. So it combines the yoga, nourishment, mindset, and music. One pan, 10-minute meals, mindfulness practices, breathing practices, yoga poses, and hopefully a funny story that's hopefully relatable.
Wonderful. And how do you use Retalks maybe in your own life? Tell us a little bit about how it becomes a reality for you. I know, you know, even for me, I have to remind myself that I know a lot of information, but I've got to use it as well when it comes to my own health. So talk to us a little bit about that and how you're able when you're trying to conquer the world, so to speak, and be a superwoman. How do you really, you know, make this a reality for yourself?
You know, I feel like I'm constantly retoxing, and that's kind of the point, meaning I just all day long, I make sure that I do a few things which are vital to Retox. I drink water, I sweat, I share a meal with somebody I love, and I speak to somebody I love. And that combination creates that ubiquitous work-life balance, or what I call Retox. So, you know, I just kind of do it on a continual basis, to be honest.
I love that. So these are, again, for the listeners, these are really, really simple things. So let me make sure I got it right. You drink water. Well, how easy is that, and how accessible is that? You
and free in most places.
Yes, and free. Good point. You sweat. You share a meal with someone you love. And that hits home a little bit, because many of us are on a schedule where we don't see our loved ones in the morning. We don't often see them through the day, and we miss dinner. So simply sharing a meal with someone you love might be a way to check in and reestablish work-life balance and reestablish your own spirit. I love that. Those are all easy. They're affordable, and they're things that we can all bring into our everyday life. What do you think?
Exactly the point of Retalk.
Yes, I think that's brilliant. I mean, what do you now? If that's Retalk, I am very curious to know what you are thinking about detox and all the trendy detoxes that are out there, which I get asked about all the time. Like, what detox do I recommend? How long? How short? You know, what should you do? What should you not do? And, you know, I do them myself as well. So what's your stance then, being the Retalk queen? What's your stance on detoxes?
You know, I use the word detox for busting myths and really calling out stuff that doesn't actually work or maybe isn't the right thing for you in that moment. So I'm absolutely against sort of depriving yourself of things to be healthy. I've tried the majority of themes and trendy detoxes out there just so I can speak from personal knowledge. And mm-hmm. I tend to see clients, they arrive to me after they've done one of those detoxes, and then they're sick, sad, unhappy, and they show up and they're like, oh, I did this detox. I suffered so much for that week or that month. It cost me, you know, $100 a day for juices, and I fought with my boyfriend the whole time, and I couldn't sleep. I felt, you know, and they feel great afterwards. Your skin is quote unquote glowing, and you're more energetic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have to wonder, as a human machine, i.e. a body that was built and has evolved to eat food, how is that really helpful? You know, we are a machine, and food and water are you know, gas and oil, respectively, I'd like to say. And so I'm anti that idea of starving yourself, particularly given how much starvation exists in the world, but that's a different conversation.
Right.
And really more about crowding out the bad stuff and adding in the good stuff.
I mean, I can give you my answer back, just sort of playing devil's advocate there, as you know, just from the physician aspect. I know exactly why we need detoxes. We need detoxes because of the excess. You know, we have a society of excess. We eat frequently too much. We eat more than what we're supposed to consume of any given food group at any given moment. We eat foods that are, you know, high in sugar or high in fat, or we compensate for things like lack of energy or anxiety through caffeine or alcohol or any one of a number of things that sort of abuse the body. So the reason I think for many people that they're attracted to the idea of detoxing is, again, correcting this behavior that's built into us, but it, again, doesn't get to the root, which is essentially what you're saying. The root is always something deeper. The root of those behaviors needs more exploration. And the human machine, if you want to think of it that way, to use your own words, we actually do detox on our own every day, as long as we're kind of doing things the way
exactly.
our body wants them to. You know what I mean? So sweating is a form of detoxification. Going to the bathroom is a form, you know, urinating is a form of detoxification. Having,
exactly.
you know, having a bowel movement is a natural way to detoxify every single day. And then we've got the liver, which we know so much about now in terms of just genetics and its role in detoxification, all of which play a role in detoxification. But what happens in today's society is you take, you know, the load of environmental toxins, bad food, stress, you add that to bad habits and other things like that, and then we get into a little bit of a pickle. So that's why detoxing, I think, became such a craze. But how amazing if we don't need it, you know, how amazing if we can just switch to, you know, let's avoid the excess so you don't have to keep swinging between one extreme to another, you know, but.
And I think you just nailed, yeah, that's what you said is just so important to me. It's like, great, so you don't drink for a month, or you cut out all gluten, sugar, dairy, meat for like, a week, a month. I mean, come on, how long is that sustainable? And also, isn't that extreme just another extreme? You know, and I think that people have this belief that by going to the quote-unquote good extreme, which, by the way, is mainly pushed by the massive corporate wellness industry and massive wellness media, that they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But why is having a glass of red wine a night, like they do in Italy or France, or a few glasses, bad, but cutting out every food group like dairy, gluten, sugar, meat, good? Right? Who, I don't know who set those rules, but society has really become brainwashed with them. And in Retox, I say, you know, let's do what we should do on a, I don't want to use the word balance, but in a realistic level.
And I couldn't support that more. I mean, again, every patient I say has a story. Everybody has a unique kind of footprint or ID where there's certain things that they have to do. Like, you know, myself, for example, I have to be gluten-free. It does wreak havoc on my system, you know, but those are individual kind of footprints that you need to understand. And hopefully, you know, you and your medical doctor can help you navigate that space. But again, I think what you're talking to is sort of this badge wearing, you know, hey, I am this free, that free, you know, all these different things free, and it almost becomes a little bit of a cult, so to speak, to identify, you know, with that. So that is always not healthy, and any extremes in anything I never think are kind of the right way. It's always sort of trying to take the middle road and navigating that space appropriately. So I think that's an important message. And for women in particular, when we are always so incredibly hard on ourselves, we don't need one more thing to feel like we have to do, and also that we are deprived of. I think that does something to our brain and rewires the brain in a particular way. So I love the idea of retoxing. If I was going to go out and retox tomorrow, if I was one of your clients, what is the first thing you would tell me to do?
Just say thank you to life, actually. Take a moment and appreciate the life around you, you know, and that's something that no matter what our restrictions are in any way, medically, financially, personally, career, we can all be thankful for being alive, and we can all appreciate those really beautiful things. And just that simple action of positivity and optimism is planting a seed for positivity and optimism in your mind, one seed that's going to grow and make you really healthy again in the Retox Method from the inside out.
I love it. And can you share with us, before I let you go, maybe one of your most inspirational Retox stories that you've seen sort of come across your path?
Wow. I feel like every story is inspirational to me, and I'm just so grateful and honored that people come to me for help, and that even if I don't know they're coming to me for help, the book or whatever it is reaching them across the globe. But mm-hmm. I mean, I've had cancer survivors I've worked with. I've had huge, horrible divorces, single mothers, horrible birthing practices. You know, probably the hardest I think you touched on is how hard we are with ourselves. And that's one that is really, really consistent that I see almost on a daily basis. And in fact, as a result, I'm launching something called the Retox Self-Love Month, and that launches February 1st. And I'm going to be offering, you can get the link in my Instagram or on my website, and I'm going to be offering tips to remind ourselves and to embrace our self-love and to actually learn to love ourselves for the first time ever.
Wow, I think that's such a powerful message for that everyone, especially women, need to hear. I'm not sure where sort of the self-loathing comes from, but I know we all kind of universally suffer from it. So I've told so many people, I tell them in clinic and I tell them in person, it's wherever it's coming from, we've all got to work together to rewire it and to reprogram it. So that's something that I really encourage my listeners to try to find and work on. Tell them again where they can find that.
They can find the link either in the Instagram profile, so IMU Studios Instagram profile, or on the website Retox Now. But there's a link to sign up, and it's free, and the whole month is about learning to love yourself, and I'm going to be kicking it off with a lipstick heart that I draw on the mirrors here at the studio for the month. And in my mirror, when I'm having a struggle loving myself, you know, I have this lipstick heart, and I'm going to encourage us all to draw a lipstick heart on our mirror for the month of February, and maybe even take a photo and share it with everybody else of our lipstick heart moment with this Retox Self-Love hashtag.
I love it. So lipstick heart, learning to love yourself in February. You guys join in. I know I'm going to join in on that as well. I think that's a great way to change the way we think and to really, and I think many of us just don't realize how much it dictates every behavior. When you learn to love yourself,
absolutely.
Every decision, everything from what you're going to wear that day to the food you're going to eat to how you're going to speak to somebody, all of it shifts and it really, really changes the course of your life, which is what I am desperate to help everybody and especially women understand. Last piece of advice for our audience, Lauren, if you know, we are all super women in one way or the other, for all those women trying to accomplish a whole lot but still staying true to themselves, one last parting piece of advice before I let you go.
I think always operate with integrity. You know, it's a really big word that people use, sort of like authenticity and generosity all the time and gratitude, but if you really take a moment and think, like, am I operating with integrity? Am I holding true to my word? Am I being honest with myself and others? And I think that that's something that has been able to get me through in my 7 years on Wall Street and my now almost 8 years as a wellness entrepreneur is, you know, sticking to my integrity, sticking to my guns, and being really grateful for family and friends to support me along the way.
I love that. Thank you so much, Lauren, for taking the time to join us today. And for my audience, I hope you've walked away at least learning the three things that I learned today. Say thank you every day when you wake up. Be grateful for what you do have and for the position that you are in. Learn to love yourself, and you can join Lauren in February for her self-love campaign, and you can find that on her Instagram. And last but not least, function from a place of integrity, and it'll help you be the woman or the man that you were meant to be. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. I enjoyed talking to you. Remember her book, her best-selling book is Retox. Where else would you like people to connect with you?
I mean, I would love people to take a look at the book because it's sort of like my first child. And
I get that, yeah.
If you pick up the book and you go to the book website, all this information is on the main website, but retoxbook.com, you get a bunch of free gifts, a 30-minute at-home yoga class, a 3-day meal plan to restore you, and a 2-hour playlist of music that comes with the book as well. So I would love if people could really enjoy those free gifts, pick up a copy of Retox, and start to be their best selves every day.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking time to join us, and we wish you the best success, and I hope my audience enjoyed it. Take care.
Thank you very much.